America has been hijacked and is occupied by globalist forces. That doesn't mean Russia's perfect either, but the globalists started the war with the Russians. And yes, the globalists are beating the Russians right now, so the Russians are doubling down, and Russians, when it's their country and that's how they see Ukraine, don't give up. And that's why it's hard to beat the Ukrainians, because they're basically Russians. That's where Russia came from. It's a Slavic civil war. We're about to break down some major news on that front and give the number out and take your calls. But let's understand the motivations of evil and power and greed. Good people don't seek power, which is a problem. We don't protect ourselves. We need to be guardians. It's a responsibility, but evil people want power and lust after it and crave it. My long-gone friend John McAfee, right before he got set up and put in jail, where he was later killed in Spain, in Madrid, had this to say about human nature, and was he not eloquent?
Why does power corrupt? Well, let's take a look at the human species. Humans are compassionate and loving, gracious, kind, generous people. We are simultaneously greedy, jealous, envious, angry. We're a mixed bag. And if you give one of the human species power, which part of ourselves uses it? Love? Love does not need power, people. It flowers from the heart. Grace? Grace certainly needs no power. Compassion, generosity. No, these are simply things that flow from our good nature. What uses power? Well, greed certainly needs power, doesn't it? If you have enough power, you can take any f***ing thing you want. Anger. Oh, anger definitely would love some power, would it not? Envy? Well, with power, whatever you're envious of, you can duplicate on your own. No, it is that negative, unsocial, not life-supporting part of the human animal that needs power. Nothing else needs power. And so we give people power over others through governments, through military. And we expect them not to be corrupt. Wake up, people. Be very cautious who you give power to. Thank you.
Be very cautious who you give power to. I have incredible respect to this audience. That's why I get upset when you call in praising me. I want freedom like you do. I love you. You're saving me. I'm saving you. Yes, I love you. You love me. But it's not something I need praise for this. I'm simply trying to save us together. And I'm very respectful of the incredible power that you have given me. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I love the children and I love justice and I love crushing bullies and scum. That's why they've cast me as a bully. It's why they've lied about who I am, because they know truth is contagious and they know victory when they see it. And it's not just me that's the victory. It's this crew. It's you, the viewers and listeners and activists. It's our affiliates. It's everyone. It's all of us together on this epic journey that is the human experience. Think about a world without InfoWars. Just take a moment and sit back and think about all the incredible guests and callers and stories we've broken together, this family that is InfoWars. Think about how InfoWars is cited by Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Bolsonaro and other foreign leaders like Nigel Farage as being the main impetus towards firing up their main base to defeat the New World Order. The only reason humanity's still in the fight today is because the viewers and listeners of this broadcast have taken action and supported this show. I don't take the credit. I give you the credit. And now InfoWars is facing its darkest hours. It isn't going to give up. Without your support, we can be shut down. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com today. SaveInfoWars.com today and donate for our legal defense fund.